All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball. Giants and the Dodgers coming up at 4:15 from Oracle Park this afternoon. And one of the things that we love to do on this show is talk to the minor league broadcasters. The minor league broadcasters in the Giants farm system have the best eye on Giants prospects. And so today it's my pleasure to bring in our next guest, the voice of the San Jose Giants, the low-A San Jose Giants, a change for that franchise this year, Joe Rizzo. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Kerry. Thanks for having me. It's great to have minor league baseball back. It was a long, about 20 months there without any ball. So it's been great being back at the yard every day again.
Absolutely, no doubt. And that actually is where I want to start. There's so many different prospects to get to. Marco Luciano, Kyle Harrison, Luis Matos. But what has the atmosphere been like down at Excite Ballpark in San Jose with minor league baseball returning in smaller capacities down at the yard this year?
Yeah, it's been great. We've only had one homestand so far. It was that first week of May with a stretch of six in a row, but about 25% capacity right now at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, and tickets have been going fast. I mean, there's been a lot of interest. Obviously, you know, the whole environment at our parks about, you know, family fun and affordability, and people want to go out and do something normal again. And it's been fun to see that at the ballpark. Hopefully we can expand on the capacity here pretty soon. But I'm seeing that across the board. You know, we've been on the road the last 2 weeks. We're in Fresno right now. It's the same kind of deal. I mean, there really is just a great energy in these minor league ballparks. And I can't wait to see where it goes here the rest of the year.
I have to know, is the barbecue stand open?
Barbecue is wide open. Turkey Mike's, it's as popular as ever. The beer batter, the churros. I mean, it's all happening in San Jose right now. So if you come on out to the yard, you'll get the full San Jose Giants experience right now.
Fantastic. I'll have to make a trip down there, and not just because of the barbecue, but because of the talent on this roster. And the headliner really is Marco Luciano this year, number one prospect in the Giants farm system. A lot of strikeouts at the beginning of the season, Joe, but over the last week, it seems like he started to hit his stride at the plate.
Yeah, you know, when he's playing to his full capability, he's the best player on the field. There's no question about that. It's elite plus bat speed that you just don't see really out of a 19-year-old kid. And we're starting to see him tap into that, like you said, about the last week, 10 days or so. I think, you know, shaking off a little bit of the rust early. The timing was a little off. You mentioned the strikeouts, but he's looked like vintage Marco Luciano here the past few games. He's hit three home runs in the last week, plus two of them have gone opposite way. I think that's a pretty good indicator that he's much more locked in at the plate. And I've really liked his actions at shortstop. I think he plays a really strong defensive shortstop, moves well, shows nice range. Obviously, he's got a good arm. It's been really fun to watch, and I feel like we're just kind of starting to see him tap into that potential. You know, there's a lot of rust out there in minor league baseball. People have to remember that these guys went a year and a half without playing any real games. And I know Marco played a little bit the alternate site and some at big league camp, but these guys are working through that right now. And some, you know, have started a little stronger than others. But I've really been encouraged with what we've seen out of Marco Luciano. The hype is real, and obviously the future very bright for him.
Well, it's remarkable to me that not only is he 19 and a future star in the Giants organization, but he is not even the youngest player on his own team. He may not even be the best pure hitter on this San Jose Giants team. When you're talking tools, Luis Matos in center field has just put up tremendous numbers so far, Joe. It feels like every time I look up, Matos has two more hits. He was not involved at the alternate site. He didn't get the invitation to big league spring training, but it seems like he is as exciting of a prospect as anyone in this Giants organization right now.
Yeah, I think we'll be seeing him in all future big league camps going forward. But yeah, just turned 19. And it was interesting because when I talked to our player development folks, just as the season was getting started here at the beginning of the month, obviously they're all really excited about Matos, but they were all kind of wondering, you know, boy, he's still so young. He just turned 19. Of all the guys on this San Jose roster, he's pretty much the only one that's yet to play much in this country. I mean, 2 years ago, he was a star in the Dominican League, so the absolute lowest level of professional baseball. So they're kind of thinking, you know, it might take him a little while to really get settled here in San Jose, and that's been farthest from the truth. I mean, he's top five in the in this league in batting average and OPS, and it's just such a well-rounded player. He's got this real pretty right-handed swing, can drive the ball to all fields, very smooth out in center. He's very, very capable out there and handling that position well. So, you know, to have Luciano and Matos back to back in your lineup, hitting second and third, it's a real treat for this broadcaster to watch those guys play every day. And in a normal year, Luis Matos, I think, would by far and away be the number one prospect on a San Jose roster. I suppose he's a close second or third right now because of Marco Luciano. I mean, he's really an exciting player, and I can't wait to see where he goes as well.
Great perspective from Joe Rizzo, San Jose Giants broadcaster. You hear him all spring as the voice of the Giants on the webcast down in Scottsdale in the Cactus League. And Joe, before we turn to some of the pitching prospects, another position player that I wanted to ask you about who has not come close to receiving the same kind of hype as Luciano and Matos, but is putting up better numbers than anyone on that low-A San Jose team, Abdiel Leyer, first baseman, 10 for 27 this season, four bombs, eight ribbies, and he was a 40th round draft pick who seemingly came out of nowhere and has emerged as a legitimate guy.
Yeah, 40th round. So that was the last round in the draft a few years ago. There isn't even a 40th round anymore. I mean, they've cut the draft in half. And I was on your show, I think, when Kyle Haynes came on, the farm director, and he was talking up Leyer about the spring that he was having. And he's absolutely carried that over here into the start of the regular season. And it's not just first base. I mean, he could play all four infield positions. So the Giants, they really like him defensively and his versatility. He's a switch hitter, and I think the power is what's really stood out. He's hit four home runs in the last week on this road trip. He's hitting homers from both sides of the plate. Three of the four have gone to dead center, 400-plus foot home runs. These are not cheap homers that he is hitting right now. And he's forcing his way into the lineup. You know, when you've got Marco Luciano playing just about every day at short, and you've got the Casey Schmidt, Luis Toribio duo at third. I mean, these are two elite prospects, probably the two best third base prospects in the system. Jimmy Glowinski is a second round pick playing second. Garrett Frechette's very highly thought of at first. When they announced the roster, I wasn't sure how Leyer was going to work himself in there. But when you hit four home runs in a week, you're going to force more playing time, and that's what he's done. So it's a good problem to have all this talent in San Jose, and he's made the most of his time so far, without a doubt.
You make a great point. There is no 40th round in the MLB draft anymore. So if Leyer were to ever make it to the majors, it would be an incredible story. And when you can play three to four positions and hit from both sides, you're going to work into the favor of Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris. I can tell you that right now. So I want to transition to the pitching side, Joe. And Kyle Harrison is the arm that we've all been intrigued by since the Giants kind of built their 2020 draft around the third rounder from De La Salle. What have you seen from him? Obviously, the plus factor. Fastball has caught everyone's eye, but what else does he offer as a starting pitching prospect?
Yeah, obviously a lot of hype coming into the year, third round pick, but they basically gave him first round money last year to get him to turn down UCLA and start his pro career. And you look at the stat line and the numbers, of course, just jump off the page. He's pitched nine innings this year and he's got 22 strikeouts. I mean, that's remarkable at a pace that he won't continue on, but 22 strikeouts in nine innings to start your pro career. The Giants are obviously thrilled with what he's bringing to the table. And it's two-plus pitches. And he's already added velocity to his fastball since they drafted him about 11 months ago to where he's more regularly in that 93 to 97 range now. I mean, he wasn't really considered this great power pitcher at De La Salle, but he's already started to tap into that potential. And it isn't just the plus fastball. It's a plus slider. It's a wipeout pitch. He'll throw it to lefties. He'll throw it to righties. It's two pitches that when he is anywhere near the zone, and there have been some times early on in these starts, he's looked a little hemmed up and the command hasn't been great. But when he's anywhere near the zone, the hitters in this league can't hit either of those two pitches. So I'll be curious as he goes forward, can the command improve? can the development of the third pitch take over as we look maybe to change up for him down the road to really become much more of a well-rounded pitcher. But at 19 years old, the potential is off the charts, and to start your pro career with 22 strikeouts and 9 innings, I've been doing this for over a decade here in San Jose. I've never seen anything like it. So really fun to watch, and to get him out there every fifth day, it's must-see right now in San Jose.
You know, Joe, I think every time the San Jose lineup comes out, fans tweet about it and say, oh, look how deep this lineup is. Look at all the intriguing talent here. But the pitching staff really has some under-the-radar arms. Outside of Harrison, there are a number of guys who've caught my eye so far this season. Ivan Armstrong, Ryan Murphy, fifth-round draft pick last year, seems to be pitching very well. Carson Ragsdale, the guy that the Giants brought in the Sam Coonrod trade. What stood out to you generally from this Giants pitching staff so far?
Yeah, it's a staff that's been right at the top of this league in strikeouts. So there's a lot of guys missing bats right now, which you like to see at the lower levels of the system. It's a great place to start in their development path. Ryan Murphy's just a right-handed starter that can throw 3-4 pitches for strikes already, and 21-2 strikeout to walk numbers in his first 3 starts. So, you know, that speaks for itself. He's throwing well. Ragsdale, yeah, I mean, they came over in the Coonrod trade, big righty at 6'8", with a fastball that plays up low to mid-90s. We haven't seen much of Nick Swinney yet, but the second-round pick last year out of NC State had a great first start. He's battling a concussion right now, so he's going through the protocols, and they want to make absolutely sure before they get him back out there. But and he's a guy, you know, it's not an overpowering fastball, but it plays up. The metrics are really good, and he's already got 2+ off-speed pitches, which is not something you see a lot of yet at the Class A level, so that makes him a little more advanced. And then the bullpen guys, yeah, Armstrong, big guy, 6'5", 250. He's a real presence out there on the mound. And I'll also mention Chris Wright, who's a left-handed reliever, who's, 17 strikeouts in his first 8 innings this year. Was an All-American closer at a small school, Bryant University, a couple of years ago. So he's locked down a late-inning role here in San Jose. So you're right. It's not just the lineup, and the position players is what catches your eye. It's a position player group that's drawing comparisons to that great 2009 San Jose team that had Posey and Crawford and all of those guys. But it's a pitching staff that's also throwing very well, and it's a big reason why this team's off to such a great start this year.
Well, the future is bright, and Joe Rizzo gets to chronicle it all down in San Jose with the low-A Giants this year. Joe, I'm headed to Sacramento this week to see the Rivercats, but I can promise you I will be down there to get some barbecue and watch some San Jose Giants baseball, and I look forward to it. Thanks so much for joining us this week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kerry. Anytime.
All right, he is the great Joe Rizzo. You hear him during spring training, and you hear him during the season with the San Jose Giants. More coming up next on Talkin' Baseball. Kerry Crowley, Bill Lasky, and Marty Lurie here with you. KBR, the sports leader.